Grill in Richwood. It is presented by your Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky Honda dealers. I'm Lance McAllister. Rocky is on assignment tonight. He's got a West Coast game tomorrow. So in his place, James Rapine, kind enough to hang out from SI.com and All Bengals, covering all your Bengal stuff. Coming up in this hour at 7:20, we'll do your weekly fantasy football fix, but we begin the 7 o'clock hour each week with a look at those UC Bearcats. Number 2, and they're at Navy at noon on Saturday. You'll hear it right here on 700 WLW, and you can read all about them with our next guest who covers them like nobody's business for The Athletic, TheAthletic.com. That would be Justin Williams. Justin, how are you? Oh, wait. We got Justin?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Justin. What's up, Justin?
Great hearing your voice. Let's backtrack a little bit. You had a unique viewing experience for the UCF game on Saturday. Detail that and how you then turned it into your wrap-up story this week.
Yeah, so actually my college roommate got married, supposed to get married last year, but we all know how that kind of worked out for a lot of people. Yeah. So I was up in Cleveland. I was in his, he was kind enough to include me in his wedding. Initially it looked like this was going to be missing a huge game going against UCF. And, you know, they've had a bunch of injuries specifically to their quarterback, and it kind of turned out to just be another blowout for the Bearcats this season. So when I sat down and watched the broadcast, it was really the first time I had watched the game. I got to see little snippets of it during the day while we were getting ready, and some highlights on social media and stuff like that. But about, I don't know, 36 hours after everyone else watched UC dominate UCF, I got to watch it as well. And going into it with that vantage point of like, all right, I know they're going to be up 35-0. I know they're going to blow them out. Let's see how they did it. It was pretty impressive to watch.
Yeah.
How much time did you spend looking at your phone during the wedding?
So we were getting ready, like right around noon when everything was going on. We actually had the game on, and it was one of those things where I was kind of like, man, you know, if this is tight or something like that, I'm going to be worried. And you know, I think like before we even the photographer got there, they were up 28-0 Cincinnati, and so I was like, all right, I can set my phone down. I don't have to worry about this. Chris Benigni from The Athletic was at Nippert in the press box, you know, covering for me, and I was like, I can just get to this at the end because it's pretty clear that they're not going to have any problems taking care of UCF.
Justin, let's talk Jerome Ford, who, if he keeps up what he's doing, he's going to force his way into the Heisman conversation. And you wrote about his big run, his big game, and just that vision, the speed and the power. He's got the total package going on.
Yeah, I mean, he got nominated for put on the second team All-American team, midseason team for The Athletic just this week. And, man, I mean, the 189 yards, 4 touchdowns he had against UCF was a huge part of that. He's a complete back, and, you know, they talked about this during the game, and we've talked about this season. Cincinnati had really good running backs in Mike Warren and Jared Doak, but they aren't kind of – they can't do everything the way that Jerome Ford can. He can – run away from people, he can break tackles, and you see that, you know, pretty much every game out there. One of the things, though, that I'm most impressed with is his vision, because on some of those big runs, he had a big 70-plus yarder against Temple, another one against UCF. He's literally not getting touched. So, you know, first credit of that goes to the offensive line. They're clearing a hole for him. But then you got to give Jerome credit because he's finding the holes, finding the gaps, and then just running away from, you know, defenses for 70-plus yards, and no one's even laying a finger on him. And that, to me, is kind of what really jumps out at you when you're watching him, is, yes, he can do the short, tough yards. He can run away from people. But to go that far down the field and not have a defender even touch you is pretty impressive.
Justin Williams of The Athletic is with us. And, Justin, I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but I'm pretty sure Jordan Palmer said that Desmond Ritter, he expects him or thinks he could be the number one pick in the 2022 NFL draft. I get it. His stock is high and flying high right now. Do you think that's realistic?
I did see that. He said it on with Colin Cowherd. Now, you know, I don't know if they mentioned this. Desmond Ritter went out and trained with Jordan Palmer a couple of times this offseason.
Sure.
So that'd be like my wife coming on here and telling you how great the Bearcats beat reporter is for The Athletic. But, you know, he would know, too, because he's worked closely with him. So I think you have to give Jordan Palmer, you know, he has the inside knowledge, and for him to have spent some time with Des, I think he went out there twice this offseason and worked out with him. So he kind of knows him. He obviously knows. He's worked with Joe Burrow. He's worked with Josh Allen. He's worked with some NFL quarterbacks too. So I think you have to trust when he gets on a national show and he says that, you know, he's certainly a believer. And, you know, look, we've seen up close Dez's development here in Cincinnati. And I think what everyone else is noticing is, okay, all these things that are kind of second nature to UC fans, which is Ritter running past people or, you know, being calm and collected in these big moments. Now he's pairing it with some of the stuff that he's worked on with Jordan Palmer, throwing the deep ball, being a little bit more accurate. And scouts are seeing all of that and thinking, like, okay, man, if this kid can do all this stuff in kind of the modern NFL where they want those dual threat quarterbacks, maybe he's still a little bit raw for the next level, but, like, they can turn him in. They can turn Ritter into exactly what they need him to. So I'm kind of impressed overall and surprised overall with his progression as a quarterback. But to see somebody like Jordan Palmer saying this about him, like, that just shows how good he's gotten here over the past 2 or 3 years.
Justin, another thing about Dez that I just continue to marvel about, there's so much ask about how this team deals with the noise and the attention and the outside stuff. Every time I watch Dez talk in front of the media, just his presence and the way I then imagine that translating in the locker room and on the field is the guy who's a player, a student, he's a husband, he's a father. There's just such a, I'm going to use the word again, there's just such a presence that he has. I can see him being the tone setter for how everybody else is able to handle the noise and the attention and everything that comes with the winning.
Oh, absolutely. And if you ask players, it doesn't matter, offense, defense, on the Bearcats, they tell you that exact same thing. He's the leader. They listen to him. And, you know, that's been, again, another kind of progression thing. He's been starting since his redshirt freshman year. Leonard Taylor, the tight end, moved in with him last offseason into his house because he wanted to get closer with him. We have, you know, he goes now after practice and gets some of the offensive linemen and tight ends, and they go watch practice film to kind of go over the plays and make sure they have them shored up before you get into the week. He's doing, you know, he's a fifth-year player so because he's a redshirt, so he has this, you know, internship with the football team, which, you know, quote unquote internship, but it allows him to be in the coaches' meetings on Sundays and kind of go over the game plan. So, you know, he's kind of that cliched coach on the field in that he has total grasp of the offense. They let him make changes and do different things with it. But also off the field, he's just really kind of come into his own as a leader and a voice. And yeah, I mean, I think you have to talk about the fact that he's a father and he's done it for a long time and he's just kind of a mature kid to begin with. And now as he's gone and done some of these camps and worked with people like Jordan Palmer, I think that just boosts his confidence even more. And it makes him realize, all right, when I stand up and talk in the locker room, other guys are going to listen to me. And that's, you know, Fickell talked this week about the leadership aspect and why that's been such a big deal for Cincinnati's success this season. And Desmond Ritter is at the tip of that spear, no question.
Final note with Justin Williams from The Athletic. I don't want to leave out the basketball program. Basketball is here. You wrote a fantastic piece on John Newman III. Give a little summation for Bearcat fans who are going to go check it out at theathletic.com about what you found out about John Newman III.
Yeah, I mean, basketball season's less than 3 weeks away, which I know it's kind of hard to believe, especially with all the excitement around the football program, and they've certainly earned that. But John Newman's one of the guys that Wes Miller brought in. He was actually a Clemson player who was going to transfer to UNCG to play for Wes Miller and then now followed him to Cincinnati. And I talked to his high school coach and talked to John a little bit. He was basically just described as a winner by everyone that knows him. And his high school coach talked about how he basically turned himself into a sixth man as an all-state player in high school because he felt like it flowed better chemistry-wise on the team. And, you know, he's one of those guys that I think as Wes Miller's trying to build a program, a John Newman type of guy who plays defense, who doesn't care how many points he scores, who's going to show up and work hard every day and do things the right way, that's like he's going to point to this guy as this is what we need more of. And so that's only going to help somebody like Jeremiah Davenport, who has kind of a similar body type and skill set. Like that's going to make him a better defensive player. It's going to make the young guys come in and work harder every day. So I think he's going to be a key player for them on the floor this year, especially defensively. But I think John Newman's impact we'll see as the year goes on, you know, in the way that he leads the others around him on this team.
He is Justin Williams. Read him at the Athletic, theathletic.com for all things Bearcats. He's on Twitter at Williams_Justin. Always appreciate the time and the insight and look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Justin Williams from The Athletic. We'll take a time out and come back. Up next, our fantasy football fix. Dan Claskins checks in as we continue. It's the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at Long Neck Sports Grill in Richwood on 700 WLW.